Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, of course, powered by Overtime Media. I'm Jay Kokorowski, senior writer at BadgerBlitz.com, your rivals.com destination for all things Wisconsin athletics, from the recruiting trail inside Camp Randall Stadium, of course, on the court of the Kohl Center. Happy Saturday. Hope all is going well on this chilly weekend here in Madison. I'm checking the temperatures. It's supposed to obviously be warmer and whatnot coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. Wisconsin finished up its fourth week of spring ball already. We're heading into our final week that will be coming on, this week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday will be practices for Wisconsin. And, Badger Blitz, we've been there for the last 3 weeks. So we've seen practices 4-6, 7-9, and now 10-12. And as always, what we've been doing, I've asked the Twitter.com world about questions regarding the spring football practices and whatnot with this third full week that we've seen, the fourth full week that Wisconsin has completed. And so we're going to go through that. We'll do this again, and I'll have my final thoughts coming up next weekend as well about Wisconsin and what I've seen on offense and defense. So that's kind of the preview I have for you, y'all, that are listening right now. But let's get to some of these Q&As. And thank you all on Twitter.com for answering these. Again, follow me on Twitter at jcoco, K-O-C-O. The first question someone asked, do you think Isaac Grendel will be 100% ready in the fall? Would like to see that speed on some jet sweeps. So good news on this. Isaac Grendel spoke to reporters a couple weeks ago already, towards the beginning of spring ball, and this was his words. The plan is to be 100% working out with the team by the summer. So hopefully like around May and stuff like that. But if I can squeeze in some individual periods, get in with the running backs a little bit by the end of the spring, that'd be ideal, but I'm not going to rush anything. Now, for those that don't know, Isaac Grendel has dealt with a Lisfranc injury that cost him the rest of his 2021 season. Now, it was previously reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Wisconsin State Journal that came during pregame warmups against Illinois on October 9th. And so he finished the season 148 yards on 17 carries, had that 82-yard touchdown against Eastern Michigan, which is kind of the flash of potential that we all saw out of him. He also had that, I think, 49-yard kickoff return against Minnesota back in 2019, which again flashed his abilities. So that's to answer that. He is hoping to be ready 100% working out with the team by the summer. Thank you for that question there. Next one. This is kind of a heavier one and one that there's a lot of context to, but we have been, I received a couple of questions that were in similar vein to each other. One person asked how concerned should staff be with the starting quarterback spot? And someone also said on Twitter, haven't really heard anything good about Mertz this spring. Should we be worried? So I got done with practice. Maybe now it's been about 3 hours ago. Time flies. After that practice, on Saturday's practice, we called out on our BadgerBlitz.com recap, which you can find on Wisconsin.rivals.com, that Deacon Hill aired out a beautiful, 55-yard pass to Marcus Allen for a touchdown against the reserves. Chase Wolf, against a defense that was made up of backups and reserves, aired it out for Dean Ingram, who came down with a beautiful catch too. Now, and I also called out a caveat where, I was talking to another writer, another reporter, and he had mentioned that, we kind of looked at each other like, well, would the defender have knocked the ball out of Wolf's hand? But regardless, he didn't. And it went for another 50-yard-ish touchdown. So, and then someone mentioned, didn't really hear anything about, Mertz there or even the spring. Graham has made some good throws in the spring, but right now he looks like a quarterback that is working through an offense that has seen some change and an evolution. And obviously there are some updates to the scheme that are being meshed together, that are being concocted by new head coach Paul Christ, not new head coach, old head coach Paul Christ, and new offensive coordinator Bobby Engram. So, you know, I will say the last two practices, he necessarily hasn't looked as sharp as earlier in the spring. He's had some overthrows. You know, there's a interception that he threw to Alexander Smith where he was scrambling to his right. He aired it out to try to make a play. Jalen Franklin, the tight end, which appeared to be the target, was covered, and Alexander Smith came down with the interception there. You know, and there are a couple other throws that didn't look as sharp as we've seen before. So, you know, I'd say that, you know, that's where I'm kind of, you know, obviously the quarterback position is going to be huge for not just Wisconsin, but every college program. So I try to make, obviously improvement is needed, but I still think there's still, you know, there's still time with the installation of this new offense and them digesting what the changes are and then implementing them. And there's some, there are some contexts with this too. And so that's why I wanted to kind of call out with this too, right? Context with this, you know, first off, it's a new offense. So, you know, we are seeing some good glimpses, you know, during the practice today. There was a nice strike by Mertz. You know, he hit Braylon Allen. Allen made a one-handed catch and in the flat, and he took it for what looked like a touchdown. Mertz also hit DK on a nice throw, if I'm not mistaken. Making sure, yeah, nice trip on a crossing route that gained some significant yardage too. And you know, he's done that during this time as well. And we've seen during practices prior of Mertz airing it out and making a deep throw for a completion too. I'm not, you know, the sky isn't falling in my book on that. So like I said, it's a new offense. They're still working through, you know, obviously comfortability and trying to work through how plays are. I think there's also some context within this too with, is it first team defense or second team defense with some of these bigger plays where maybe we're calling them out, but in the practice recaps, I'm making sure that I try to state who it was against, right? You know, Chase Wolf had a good day. According to my notes, he threw two touchdown passes. He, you know, he had that bomb to Engram. He also hit Marcus Allen for a red zone touchdown as well. But, you know, it was also against, you know, what looked like second team units in that span, right? And so, you know, even Deacon Hill with that long touchdown pass too. You know, we all know Hill has a cannon, but then also times that, you know, I've called it out on this podcast. I think it was last week for that matter, where he has an arm, a 100-mile-per-hour arm, but, you know, whether working on, you know, he talked about about ball accuracy or, you know, and I think, you know, working on speeds of which he can throw the ball is something that is an area of growth that will be available for him too, and whatnot. So, again, those are some of the contexts there too. One more thing, quarterbacks, you know, let's go back to the 2019 season, right? Right before I joined BadgerBlitz.com for the first time, you know, the quarterbacks at that time were Danny Vandenboom, Jack Cohn, Chase Wolf, and a true freshman by the name of Graham Mertz, right? And the quarterbacks looked all right through the first, you know, weeks of 2019 spring ball. Nothing that I think in particular popped out, but then that last week, Jack Cohn dial it up. It looked like 10 notches, right? And then that carried over into fall camp and he was named the starter. So again, you know, context wise, there's a lot to it. I do believe there is improvement that is needed, but there is still time for that to happen. Especially, as I said, this is the spring ball, you know, spring practices are the time where players have that chance to make mistakes or grow or test limits and go from there and see what they can do. And then, you know, obviously hone that in further during fall camp. So good question there. Good questions there. One thing I will leave you with this, you know, on Friday, Chimray DK, third year wide receiver, rising junior for Wisconsin, was asked if Mertz looks any different.
For sure, like his decision making, I think has improved a lot. He's way more comfortable, know the type of leader he is. You know, obviously his approach has always been good to me. the way that he comes in and works that people maybe don't see. But I'm really excited for him to take that next step this year.
So there you have it right there, folks, from Jim Ray DK. And obviously it's something going to be monitored going forward, because it's the quarterback is arguably the most important position in football on offense. And I guess you could say offensive line or running back for Wisconsin for program specific would be up there too. But again, tune into Badger Blitz, more going on for the rest of spring ball. We'll have plenty more coverage about the quarterbacks and all the other positions, and wrap that up starting next weekend, because the last practice is coming up on Friday, the 22nd. So big thanks for that question there. Hopefully I answered it and to everyone's liking there. Two more. We'll get out of here quickly, right? Who are your top three wide receivers right now? So I'm going to kind of look at what I've seen so far from the wideouts. If it was today, I would probably say Jim Ray DK, Skylar Bell, and another second-year Badger would be Keontez Lewis. And so I look at that because I looked at the first up reps today, and it was, you know, DK and Bell, and then when they went to 11 personnel, for those that don't know 11 personnel, that's just one running back, one tight end, and three wide receivers. And so the first three wide receivers up there would be DK, Bell, and Lewis. I like the skill sets of all three. DK is obviously the leader of the room. That kind of is a segue into the last question of this podcast coming up. But right now, DK, I think he is the leader of the room. He has the ability to separate. He can make the catches when they're, thrown to him. He can, block. He's everything that you want out of a Wisconsin wide receiver. Alvis Whitted yesterday with reporters called him his Swiss Army knife. And so it really will be interesting to see how they utilize him within the offense now, especially with the updates there. Skylar Bell, we wrote about him on BadgerBlitz.com. He's, again, another class of 2021 wide receiver, like Lewis, like Marcus Bell. He has stood out with the ability to make catches. He made another, I think it was less than a handful today, but whenever the ball is thrown at him, he can reel it in. He's had some big practices over the past couple of weeks, and his play is being rewarded. And so, again, I've had people ask me what a comparison for Bell would be, and honestly right now I don't have a good one. So I'm trying to figure out in terms of recent Wisconsin wideouts, but Bell's 6 foot, 190 pounds. He is well put together in terms of muscle mass and just his agility. I mean, it's very apparent that he's physically ready, and you're starting to see things being put together. Again, go to BadgerBlitz.com because we have a bunch of articles up about, the wide receiver room, Alvis Whitted. We have video of all of them, but we also have this feature on Skylar Bell. And here's one thing that Whitted mentioned about Bell, saying, he believes Skylar is building off his experiences from December, which included the bowl prep practices and also the game itself, where obviously he only had 14 snaps, but he reeled in a key 15-yard reception on a third down that moved the change. That drive ultimately ended with Wisconsin hitting a field goal. But he also believes that success has yielded confidence for him, and that Skylar is a smart kid, and he's been waiting for him to make the jump, and he knew it would at some point. And so, again, I asked Alvis Whitted on Friday just if there was maybe a particular example on the field. And he talked about implementing, technique principles in terms of, harping on pad level, demeanor, running out of the break points, accelerating out of the break points, and just how he's becoming more fluid. And so we've seen that during these practices, and not just in the passing game, but also running the ball, where we've seen a couple of big runs from Skylar. And so that's a pleasant sight to see for Wisconsin fans, I'm guessing. Lewis is just a big target, right? Like 6'2", 6'3", has the size, which is intriguing for a Wisconsin wideout. He made a nice diving catch during a team period from a Mertz throw. I think it was a couple days ago on Thursday, either that or Tuesday. You know, Witted just on Friday discussed how Keontae is a sharp kid, is how he described Lewis. Talk about, you know, he's able to move him around in different spots, has great top-end speed, has some short area quickness, and Witted said that Lewis is actually very deceptive as a route runner and with the ball in his hands. So that those three, I would say right now, is who I'm seeing as the first up in like the 11 personnel. Now, I talked to Witted and I asked Witted about if there were a certain number of receivers that he would evaluate as maybe a first team compared to second team, if there are still more evaluations. He said, you know, there are four more practices. This is verbatim from the transcription. And you can find this interview up on BadgerBlitz.com's YouTube page. So at the end of the day, we all want to have those guys that we know are consistent, but it's still a daily process. Again, showing what they can do consistently on a daily basis. So I can't say I have a starting depth chart right now, but in my mind, I have guys I know I feel confident about right now. But that's it, and guys can separate themselves continually throughout these next four. And by four, he means practices. I will say, I think Wisconsin's depth is intriguing at wide receiver. I think that starts with Marcus Allen, who on Saturday, if you read the BadgerBlitz.com post, had a very good day, had reeled in the Deacon Hill touchdown pass, then also had that red zone touchdown from Chase Wolf. I think I mentioned that already in this podcast. And he has that ability to go up and grab contested passes. And he has the frame. When we saw him and talked to him in person on Friday, he's a big body for a wide receiver. And with that ability and ability to contest, and grab the contested throws, I think he is going to have some role in this offense, right? I think he's up there and whatnot. He had a great set of bull practices. Obviously people gloat about him. We talked about, we had that article up on BadgerBlitz.com about a month ago, right? Talking about who former Badgers thought could be breakout candidates this year. And his name was brought up often. I think he could still be that. There's Dean Ingram, who converts over from cornerback to wide receiver, and it looks like he's settling down at wide receiver. And I think he can make some plays as well. And obviously he had that long touchdown from Chase Wolf today. And then there's someone like Stephon Bracey, where he has not been full go during the full spring practices. We've seen him, I think it's the past 2 days, work back into 11-on-11 team work. But there he has some agility and abilities that can stand out and it's again a compliment this unit. And we had talked about him yesterday. Great quickness, great speed, very sudden, can run all the intermediate routes. He brings a tempo that's different. He's definitely a guy that can run, and he also brings that to the table. Our plus one runs, auxiliary runs, he's a guy that can do all that stuff. That's verbatim from Alvis Witted. So I really like the three deep, right, in terms of scholarship wide receivers right now for Wisconsin. I would also say, coming up there, Wisconsin has three 2022 wideouts coming in, and Tommy McIntosh, who's another big body, Vinny Anthony II, but then you also have Chris Brooks Jr. too, a former Yale commit. I think, the unit, I think, has a lot of talent, and once the offense starts really rolling with the new implementations or whatever the evolution of this offense will be, I think the wide receivers will have a big role in it, in its success. And again, though, I'll say DK, Bell, and Lewis at the moment, though obviously things can change, especially this is just spring ball. We'll see what happens during summer conditioning and into fall camp before the season begins. So hopefully I answered that all the way. So that was a long answer on my end. Last thing, folks, last question. Who have the vocal leaders been so far this spring for Wisconsin? And I think it all starts with, let's go defense, right? Nick Herbig, Even though he has been limited by a left arm injury for most of it, we've seen him work in more and more. He did some indie work this week, which is independent position work. He also did some 9-on-9 action. I think he got his first team rep on Saturday too. But I think he's growing as a leader. And I think in terms of vocal leaders, he's up there. I heard him at practice today. You also look at, when you talk about others on the defense, John Torchio, I don't know if I've heard him in terms of vocal leaders, but it's a name that, you know, Jim Leonard, even Colin Wilder, when we spoke with him on Badger Blitz TV on our YouTube channel before Pro Day, had mentioned Torchio taking on more of a leadership role. So I think that's, you know, in the defensive backfield, that will be someone to watch there. Keanu Benton, I think, just being a leader of the defensive line in general, in terms of him being a standout player, but him setting the example. It will be interesting to see just how the defense develops with, again, 8 departing starters from that unit. But you look at offense, I think it starts with Mertz at quarterback, right? Where, I don't know about vocal per se. Same thing with Chimray DK. I think DK is among those that are leader, obviously the leader of the wide receiver room. We talked about that just a minute ago. I think Mertz too, being a leader, DK talked about, Mertz being a leader too, the type of leader that he is. It will be interesting to see just who else emerges, during this time. Will it be seniors? Will it be, younger players stepping up? And it will be fun to see just, again, who emerges and who we hear on the field coming up in August when they're practicing and during fall camp in preparation for the September 3rd home opener against Illinois State. On that note, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have 2 to 3 more ads here, pay the bills. And we're going to wrap it up here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, of course, powered by Overtime Media. We are back here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, of course, powered by Overtime Media. Jay Kokorowski, senior writer. Big thanks again to everyone for listening today. Thank you for the questions. I'm trying to see if anyone else snuck in any more questions, at least those that I can answer with at least some examples or what someone said or what not there. So, we'll wrap it up from there. Big thanks again. I'll do this again on next Saturday, and I'll have those questions up. Hopefully I'll ask those questions on Friday night, and then we can get a bunch of them, and I can do a longer podcast from there. Thank you all again for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @Badger_Blitz. For John McNamara, it's at McNamara Rivals. For Ben Morgel, who does our basketball beat writing, at The Badger Nation. Raul Vasquez, our staff writer, at RaulV45. For me, it's at JCoco, KOCO. Please also follow us on Facebook, Wisconsin Badgers on BadgerBlitz.com. Instagram, search Badger Blitz. We got some great photos. I'm going to post those up in just a little bit onto those mediums. And then, of course, with this podcast, please subscribe. We'd love to hear more from you. We'd love 5-star reviews from y'all if you'd be willing. Also, give us feedback for how we can improve this podcast moving forward. With our YouTube page, that's where, I know we've dedicated a lot more resources to the YouTube page, maybe compared to the podcast in recent months. We were trying to build that up well as well. Go to YouTube.com, type in Badger Blitz. What that does, we have all of our interviews up of the position coaches and the players. We have Paul Christ's availability up from today. We have our weekly recruiting Q&As with Clint Cosgrove. We haven't gotten to ours this week. We're going to double up next week. And so much great content. Make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google, anywhere you find podcasts. That's where we're at. Be sure to, it's all free, right? So make sure to hit that along with our YouTube page, because that's free. What does cost money, but is worth the cost, of course, subscribe to BadgerBlitz.com. John, Ben, and I all have over, combined 40 years of experience covering Wisconsin athletics in some fashion. And please let us give us a chance to earn your business. We'd love to, obviously have you be part of the community. We have fans that talk on our Badgers Den forums and whatnot too, and get on the conversation. And we have obviously a lot of information up on that forums as well in terms of recruiting, especially with a bunch of visitors that were there at the McLean Center earlier this morning. So on that note, folks, I'm going to let you all go. Have a wonderful week ahead. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. Stay well. Be healthy. Take care. This is Jay Kokorowski again, signing off from the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, powered by Overtime Media.